What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hi, I'm Josie.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Dan.
And we are B-Trans Support and Community, trans support group based in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? And today we're covering media representation.
Now, Josie, why is media representation important for trans people?
So media representation is always important for like any kind of topic, really. Mm. So for
you want to feel like you see yourself on the screen, you know?
Yeah. You want to kind of see characters or people that kind of represent who you are on a screen or in a book.
So I guess naturally, really, you know, I suppose in the grand scheme of things, a trans person you would consider rare or uncommon, I suppose.
Yeah.
So especially in media that we've seen so far, there's not that much representation. But the difficulties arise when the representation that you do get isn't necessarily fantastic.
No.
Because it's not ever consistent. And there are some examples that are a lot better than others.
Uh-huh.
I would say so.
Yeah.
As well, with it like being important, I find like I'm the kind of person who doesn't really watch things that I can't really see myself in anyway. I've just not very interested, so if like I can't really see myself in anything, I just really won't watch anything. Like I just won't watch it.
There have been instances in the past, I think, where say for example Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like I've just been sat watching that with my friends, like for the first time, never having seen the show before. And in the first season there's several slurs
Carmen.
That are used.
Yeah. Is that her name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. And they don't have any issue with those in the show. No. Now, obviously, season one of Always Sunny in Philadelphia came out quite a while ago, and since, the writers have said, yeah, that wasn't a great idea, necessarily, but it's still, that's something that is now in the media forever, that people continue to watch.
Yeah, but like the whole point of the show is that these characters are horrible people.
Yes.
So you kind of get the idea that this is not great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm definitely thinking in terms of, because we don't have a lot of media representation, that was probably some of the earliest.
That I can
in
think
the,
of.
In the 90s that came out?
90s?
That came out in the 90s.
Was it 2000s?
I'm sure it was 2000s.
2000s.
My goodness, I don't know.
So that's probably some of the earliest examples we have. And that it kind of sucks to think that that's where we started off.
I don't think it is some of the earliest. I saw some clips online of like a really old like black and white film, and it's meant to be like a romance. And it's like a guy running away with a girl, and he's like, oh, she's like, oh, you wouldn't want to run away with a girl like me. And he's like, what are you saying? And then she's like, I'm a man. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like
old that's
film.
Actually an interesting point you raise, because I think a very common thing nowadays is to say that, or to believe or to think that being trans is a fairly new thing.
Yeah.
But it's not at all. And there are plenty of examples throughout history in different works of art, different mediums, whether that's music, poems, or paintings throughout
history. I'm
pretty
sure there's quite a few like
examples,
like Greek statues, as well.
Yeah,
there is,
like we're talking like pre 2000, pre thousands even.
Pre thousands, yeah.
Thousands, pre Jesus,
yeah,
pre Jesus. So it's always been a thing. It's just, I suppose nowadays it's a little bit more in the limelight.
Yeah.
So it's nice that we are getting a few more examples these days.
Yeah. So, like, what kind of good examples can you think of then?
I really like, I know it's a more recent show, and we're talking about, like, older shows, but I really like, is it Elle or Ella, or whatever her name is, from Heartstopper?
Elle from Heartstopper, yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was Elle or Ella.
Yeah.
I like her. That's nice. Uh-huh. That's a nice one.
All of the kind of good representation I can think of is always made by trans people.
Anything that's produced by queer people typically probably has a leg up.
Yeah, definitely, because they kind of know what it is.
Exactly.
I can't, well actually no, yeah, in a new Star Wars, well I say new, in a new-ish Star Wars comic like 2020, they introduced the first non-binary characters in Star Wars comics, and they're just two non-binary like twins.
Sure.
That kind of just turn up for like two comic books.
So, and that would be bad representation because they're not really doing anything with the characters. No. They're just putting them in there to say that they are there.
Yeah.
I liked, actually, topical, the most recent season of Sex Education had a lot of trans people in it.
Now I've heard this.
Yeah.
Could you educate me? Because I've not actually seen it.
I watched it in, like, all in one day because I'm insane. and honestly, I did really like it. There's, like, a storyline. Are you going to watch it or can I, like, spoil it?
Go ahead.
There's, like, a storyline of, like, a trans girl who's been kicked out of her parents' house because they're not accepting, and she's staying with her boyfriend who is also trans, so there's like a T for T relationship there.
Right.
And then like there's like this whole storyline that she tries to keep everything so positive all of the time, but then she kind of realizes that that's not very mature of her, and she's only doing it because she doesn't want to think about the things that are bad in her life because it makes her feel like crap to think about that, so she wants to just kind of avoid it all, but she realizes it's not very good to do that, and you do have to kind of face the negative things as well, and that being like that is impacting the relationships around her. There's a character as well who deals with a lot of dysphoria. Like they started hormones in between the two seasons. They were a trans character on the previous season, but then they like between that kind of break, that time passing, they started hormones, but then they're dealing with even more dysphoria now and like how to tackle that and like what's going on. And there's a nice thing of like all of their friends come around to kind of support them, but like they need to actually share their feelings to actually be able to get the support that they need and that kind of thing. It's really, I think it's really nicely
Yeah, that sounds done. Really good.
It is good
because I feel like definitely one thing that would be uncommon even within the context of media representation for trans people is how we deal with mental stuff, because it's not free, it's not easy. There's quite a lot of that going on, as you mentioned, with just dysphoria and how that can impact your life in so many different ways. So that's an incredible example. It would be really cool to see more things like that.
Yeah,
as
definitely.
Well, all of the characters that are trans are played by trans actors.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Even well, that's better. Great.
I follow them all on TikTok, so...
Yes.
So those are really good examples.
I would say.
Can you think of any bad examples? Because I have one bouncing around my head.
Sure.
So
share with the class.
I think it was in 2020 or 2019, Marvel Comics came out with a whole line of LGBT heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And they are dreadful.
Mm-hmm. What's actually wrong with them?
Well, one of their names is Safe Space. There's Snowflake.
I saw those.
Yeah.
I saw those.
That's real?
Yes, that is a real thing that Marvel has made. And they have not done anything with them since because they got a lot of backlash about it.
Oh, really?
I remember seeing those,
Yeah. When they were announced, everyone was like, what on earth is this? Why have you made this?
Yes, some decisions that are made within the media, you do have to question literally who signed off on this.
Yeah. How many people were in that room?
Yeah.
Like, one person.
Honestly. That's so funny to me sometimes, though.
Can any of you think of other bad examples?
I would say just like not necessarily specific examples I can think of, but I think a lot of representation that's around is just like it's also negative all of the time.
It's very negative, and there are a lot of tropes.
Yeah,
that pop
like
up.
That's what I mean. Like people who, like, I know for like trans masks in the media, it's always this very skinny, white, waify person who's pinning bandages to their body and they're bruised and nobody understands them and they have no support and it's a big secret and things like that. Like a lot of tropes just seem to be like unaccepting families. I've been kicked out and like everything is awful all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, like if you're a young trans person thinking about coming out and all you see in the media is stories about how everybody hates trans people, then you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that it's a part of the unfortunate reality that we live in.
It is. But
to an extent, but as you said, like to a new trans person, somebody finding themselves, that's definitely not the most reassuring thing to come across.
No.
Yeah, one of the tropes when I came out, I really didn't feel comfortable seeing was when someone came out as, like, say, a trans woman, they were immediately, like, ultra feminine and
there was no, like, buffer process.
Yeah, no, like,
to go through,
which is just unrealistic, really.
Yeah, no, like, there's trans women who just don't dress feminine.
Yeah,
or,
that's totally not a requirement. No. It's not a requirement of being a woman in any way, nobody would have argued, so it shouldn't be one.
That trope was always kind of awful and kind of not fun to see.
Mm-hmm. There's also the other side of it you get where trans women will be presented as this, like, big,
really
massive shoulder.
Oh god, like a bodybuilder, right? Just in a dress.
Goes to the gym 15 times a week, but is now wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
So that is another thing that I think comes across.
Like comedic relief, kind of.
Yeah, but it's not very fun to...
Yeah, like comedic relief, but it's not very funny for us.
Yeah. No. Because as you said, the representation that we get is limited. So if that's the only exposure you get in, like, what, a week, a month, 6 months, a year, that's...
it's very draining.
It's very draining. It's very draining.
It's awful. Not fun. There is representation that isn't great, but is there some representation that isn't great, but also kind of resonated with you?
I would say, in truthfulness, any example where the characters kind of do get the bad end of the stick from society.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely something that we wouldn't classify as fun to observe or witness or be a part of. But unfortunately,
realistic.
Is a part of our lives.
Yeah.
So while I don't necessarily want to see that, and I don't want to be reminded of negative experiences in the past. Unfortunately, it is something that happens day to day.
Yeah. So, like, I don't think those stories, like, bad, like, as isolated kind of stories, but it's like, it's just when it's the only.
Yes.
Thing that's around is when it's a bit like, okay, can we talk about something different now?
Just like,
I feel called out right now.
And better and happy and
We should just write all the TV shows.
We should. Why don't we do that?
Me and you personally.
Fantastic. I'm not absolutely
we'll
dreadful.
Let's get on it. What you saying? That's dreadful.
Awful idea. I can't really think of, like, any bad rep that I would kind of resonate with, really.
Really?
Yeah. I can't really. Well, I don't really watch that many shows that are, like, specifically trans-related. Because even when it's a trans show, it's always like, oh, this is kind of depressing. This is making me sad because I'm not, like...
Well, you're not into your emotional TV shows really anyway, are you?
Yeah, true.
Every time I watch, like, something like that, you're like, oh.
I don't want to feel sad today.
But then it's every day.
Yeah, no, I kind of... Kind of like with the Always Sunny representation, it's kind of seen as a joke, but the actual...
The character herself does amazing.
Yeah, no.
Sorry to spoil it. She does amazing.
Yeah, no. She's a relatable character, because whenever they make a joke about her, she's like...
Yeah, everyone else is just kind of like...
Why are you being like that?
Yeah. Everyone else is just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. that's kind of relatable, I guess, that everyone kind of around that character is like, why are they being weird to you?
Yeah.
It should have the exact same stigma as being derogatory or attacking any other person or minority or individual.
Yeah.
Because that is what it is, unfortunately. We are legitimately a minority.
That
suffers from discrimination.
It's hate crime.
It is good, obviously, when in shows, if something like that happens, it's portrayed in such a way where the people doing it are made out to be bad. So that obviously comes across to the general audience. You know, it's not a good idea to do that. Please don't do that.
Please.
Please.
Yes. So it's at least refreshing to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good, I would say. Yeah.
So that's media representation. Basically, as we discussed, not all of it is fantastic. There are some good examples.
Yeah.
There are a lot of bad examples.
Oh, definitely.
But a lot of the time, we just kind of want more. Thanks for listening to the What's the Tea podcast. follow us on our socials at BTransNB. Tune in next time, where we discuss what not to do in terms of trans people.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.